Everybody step, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, easy. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the BL, okay, okay, easy. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's my hope. Show some love or be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need that. Fuckin' with my art, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Just up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in a C-class, pass like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires. Man, let's go to Holly. Jackets hit the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black ghost, we ain't playing no more. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. They in the park ballers, but we all grow. Everybody strapped, but we let it go. Come on. You know when I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. You smell that? Didn't mow any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clack and I'll be revived. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. The hottest nigga on the grind. You fucking with me, then we go on line for line. I'm something harder, getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black dope, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grow. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
Y'all, this should be your students of all the stuff radios, BOE, to the airwaves. And we're going to give you all that BOE. Do please use your girl tonight. Let's get this show started. First off, I want to start off with tomorrow night at 9 Eastern Standard Time. I want you to join me because we're going to have some special guests in the building. Recently on the promotion business show, my sis Nicolette called in. She is in called It's Your Time, Sis. Yep. It's Your Time, the anthology of 10 women who are sharing testimony. This book was put together by Quan Holmes. She will be building as well. And she will share with y'all why she wanted to put this book together, as well as my sister will be here. And not everybody in the book is going to be live on air with us, but those that will be with us will be sharing their testimony. You know, we discussed it a little bit during the promotion of the show. It's Your Time, Sister book. Yes, you did. And you know, when I told her that reading her in the anthology, that it almost made me cry because I knew who she was talking about, and one who were my brother, who was senselessly murdered. And and like I said, you never know what somebody's going through. And then when you read their story, hear them, their testimony, you know, it takes you, it's like, wow, I didn't know. Because you're not around these people 24/7. You understand? You're not around them every day to be able to look into their eyes, to think, even try to figure out if they're going through something. You know, a lot of people keep a smile even though they're going through some hard times. You know that saying, they smile to keep from crying? That's what a lot of people that you may be around are doing, smiling to keep from crying. When they get home and they see themselves, they let it all out. They let it all out. And I'm sure they're saying, why me? I have to go through all of this. Why me? What did I do to deserve all of this? A lot of people who start saying that. So they will be here tomorrow at 9 p.m., so I want y'all to tune in. You know, I want you to tune in and listen and to hear these testimonies. If you want to answer any questions, I'll let you know. Let you call in and ask a question if you're on the line. Listening, you can press one, which lets me know you have a question, and you can direct your question or to that person, they will answer it. But you know, a lot of women have been, these women have been a lot. I think one of the ladies been through was some of domestic violence. A victim of abuse, and you, well, she wasn't physically abused, so how was the victim of abuse? But she was verbally abused and mentally abused. But you ain't gotta be hit on to be abused, because even though we say, you know, sticks and stones, remember that saying, sticks and stones may break. The world just do it. And we don't let you know that we internalize those words you say to us that are true. And we believe what you say. So when a man or a woman is mentally abusive, the words they person who's behind abuse internalizes it and thinks that about themselves. Like, you could be a skinny man and the guy you with or woman can tell you that you're fat as a horse or fat as an elephant. And you internalize that, right? Thinking you're fat, and it's hard. You stop eating because you don't gain any weight because your mate telling you you're fat when you're not fat. Or your mate may say you ugly and nobody's gonna want you, so you stuck with me. Believe that, and you turn up on it and thinking you're ugly when you're not. Another person wants you, and they tell you you're beautiful. You say, no, ugly old me. And then you start saying the next thing they were saying to you. You start saying it to yourself, and it's stuck in your brain. You understand? So yes, abuse can be physical, could be mental, could be emotional. You understand? Yeah, so they're going to be year 9. So mark that down. The women in the book, time to be live on the Oldest Daughter Radio at 9 p.m. So let's get into the show. Now, start off with some good news. And let me pull up. Here we go. This is where we're gonna start. We're gonna start with some sports news. It's some good news. Sports news is good news. Hall of Famer Safety Ed Reed agrees to be head coach at Bethune-Cookman University. So as Super Champion Hall of Fame Safety Ed Reed has agreed to become Bethune-Cookman University coach. It's been reported who was in the NFL Hall of Fame in 2019 agreed to a deal Tuesday and his former NFL coach HBCU football program. Bethune-Cookman HBCU school located in Daytona, Florida, and plays in, I hate when that pop up while I'm reading. Now I can't get rid of the ad. This is my nerve. It says, organization of school located in Daytona Beach, Florida, plays in Southwestern Athletic Conference, that's SAC for short. The school has to release specific details on its agreement with Reed. 2-9 in each of the last 2 years, which led to the fire with former head coach Terry Sims. Reed, 44, has spent the past few years at his alma mater, University of Miami, as a senior football advisor and head coach, Mario Cristobal. He also served as defensive head coach for Buffalo Bills 2016. Okay, Reed. Mr. Reed. But they're saying he's 44. He don't look 44 in the picture. But that's what it says. He's 44. We are excited to hear that Ed has been head coach Cookman. After the den by the COVID, according to his team, Ed is one of the best ever in Miami uniform, and he has served as a great mentor to our students. He did a tremendous job. Congratulations to Ed Reed becoming head coach at Bethune-Cookman. And a predominantly white institution. See the work you do at Bethune, want to hire you. Had a Dion for leaving Jackson State. But I don't want taking jobs because of the money or leaving jobs because of the money. Because people do that. People do that, leave one place to another because they're offering them. Yes, but when you're doing it, doing something, the love of it, the amount of money you make shouldn't even matter. When you do something for the love of it, the amount of money they're going to pay you shouldn't even matter. There are some people, because they love the sport of football, wouldn't care how they was getting. They get to do what they love to do, coach football. So they wouldn't care. But you got to survive in this world. Congratulations, coach. Congratulations. Two seasons with the same coach and they were 2-9. Damn, I'm like, not understand when I be watching NFL football and they be announcing that coach to the certain teams as being left out. Damn. Just like Miami let go Brian Flores. And I was like, but he was doing good. It wasn't like he produced a bad season for Miami. If they didn't make the Super Bowl, he didn't produce a bad season for Miami. So I'm trying to let him go.
Yeah, I mean,
Let's keep going. Let's keep going with some more sports. Now, this is when I saw it, I'm like, what? This ain't right. Raiders, Derek Lee's team following the motion per reports. So, for those who watch NFL football like I do, you know who Derek Carr is. Now, it says, on the same day that the head coach Josh McDaniels announced the call will be for the team's final two games. The veteran quarterback only won't even suit up for the team for this season. Carr will step away from the team for weeks 17 and 15, according to NFL Network Ian Rappaport. Ian Rappaport, as part of a mutually decided move between him and the team. The goal is to avoid being in distraction as Las Vegas out the season with the home games against the 49ers and Chiefs. Will replace as a Raiders starting quarterback. Stidham is in his fourth NFL season but has yet to start a regular season game as pro. You telling me that Stidham is big for 4 years yet to start as a quarterback. Bench Carr for week 7-18. You put him and give Stidham the job. Is he a good quarterback? I like the Raiders, but I'm not a big fan of the Raiders. You know what I'm saying? But wow. You've been in the league for 4 years and they need to start in the game. And they give you starting quarterback position. Now, it says, okay, it says, I'm happy with where you're at, but I think it's an opportunity to evaluate who hasn't had much time to play. The game said we're not in the mood. Talking to Rick, who he understands the scenario and the situation very supportive of the two guys. Raiders are not free out of the playoffs as they sit 6-9 in the AFC. The team's next will eliminate those Raiders' intention, and then Dolphin or Jetwin will do the same. So, Raiders are 6-9, which is not a bad record for the season. Not bad. But what is Carr's record as the lead quarterback? What is his record? Because he must have been effing up for them to demote him and put Stidham in his place. But he's a veteran now, so they're like, let's get somebody young. They always do that. It don't matter what they always want to go with somebody thinking that's a better choice. And then when that younger person fucks up, they wish they had the person back. So it's saying Carl wants to leave the team now. I demoted. I'm sure there's some people I would say, nah, man, you may get, you stick it out. You may get the position back. Like, I get it. Messed up in some ways. I get it. And it could cost us a play of contention. But that doesn't mean to demote me and then put this Sidham is a backup quarterback and not his backup. Unless Sidham is the backup quarterback to the law, and so you know what? Let's give him some shine and sit Carr down. But you know what, this season, I've seen a lot of games where the quarterback is hurt, the backup quarterback got to play quarterback, and has been doing some of them, not saying all, but some of them are doing a good job. It makes you work. But if the quarterback is hurt, you're going to understand bringing in the back. But if the quarterback ain't but doing this job, and you're like, nah, we want to make it to the playoffs, we gotta sit him down and bring the backup. Welcome. I don't know what team is going to want to pick you up. That's what you got to understand. If you leave where you at, is your record enough for another team pick up one of our quarterbacks? I'm just saying, Carl, that no team picks up. But how long you been in the game? How long you been in? If you're almost up to you become a free, I will wait till you become a free. I believe you become a free agent. As I'm saying, you now and the team wants to pick up. That's the end of your career, dog. That is the end of your career. No other team wants to pick you up. I'm serious. When you think about it, I'm serious. That's any sport, professional sport. That if you leave a team and no other team is going to pick you up, you're not going to be a part of the NFL or NBA, National Hockey League. You understand? You know, what do you think about before you do that? Because remember, by being on the team, you was making, you was bringing in such and such. Now that you ain't, you need the team, you're not getting that money anymore. Because I think football, it's not guaranteed the money. It's not guaranteed money like other sports. It's not guaranteed money. See money. That's you. And if you marry some kids, I would not. And if your kids are young, I would not leave. I would not leave. I know you have you got to it, but if I was you, I would not leave. I would not leave. See how good this kid going to be. If they were you with, because if you don't do any good, they're going to put you up there. That's stupid. If he don't do good, they put you back up. Other teams looking at and want to take, they're not, then do what you got to do, dude. Okay. So, you know when we start a lot of sports tonight, and this one that I'm here with y'all, I like T.O. My boy T.O. talking about he still got it. My boy T.O. talking about he still got it. And he's in talks with my team Dallas to get back in. Hey, now, if T.O. shot and T.O. got it, it's going to put a lot of young boys to shame. I don't know how old T.O. is, but just think, if you just got into the NFL and you're playing against T.O. and his thing at the he is right now, and you just got a NFL. Like, we thought Brady was leaving, decided not to leave, and Brady's been doing it at the age is, but to the NFL be out for years, but say you got it. Willing to talk to you to think of bringing you back. Because I remember in the interview, and he still got it, that if the NFL was to ask, I think that if they asked him to come back, he would. Or let him come back, he would. Hey, let's get into this article though. T.O. It says, it says, T.O.A. Owens Cowboys have been in constant communication about returning to the Cowboys would be hilarious, entertaining, and maybe a tiny bit scary. Communication with Jerry Jones' office over the past few days about the possibility of heading to the Cowboys according to an exclusive article for Sports Illustrated, Esquire, says T.O. recently ran 4.5, 40 yards as a warm up at 49. He's about to hit the 5.0, and he says he still got it to play the game of football, because he still got it. Yo, if I was you cats right now in the NFL, I would set my game up. They said he ran a 4.5 40-yard dash. 49-year-old. A 20-something? A 20-something, you can't win a 4.5? You need to step your game up, because if they let Terrell Owens back in and he still got it, you're in trouble. For real, you're in trouble. And he comes to my team, Dallas. One of my teams, Dallas. I think we gonna get it. He come back in, we might really be Super Bowl contenders. Woo! And then it says here, it says Cowboys sign Owens, who is a member Hall of Fame. He'll become the oldest player to ever play in the NFL. The former Eagles Cowboy last played in the NFL in 2010 with the Cincinnati Bengals. Imagine returning to with the Cowboys to face the Eagles in a few weeks. Seems like a long shot, but I'm going to get my pot ready. Yeah, it does seem like it does. They won't put him back in the game that soon. They probably put him back in the new season, but not. They would not put him back in South this season. That wouldn't be right. That wouldn't be right to the Eagles. Because the feedback I see, yo, still like he does. It'd be over for them Eagles. It will be over for the Eagles. And I think that even though the Eagles got a good record this year, that T.O. was back in the Dallas. Dallas was a good record as well. Yep, Dallas would have a good record as well. Well, see, we shall see. But they might say no because not because that he can't play. The age. Come on now. You know, they got something like, nah, we need some new blood in there. Young blood in there. I get it. He got it. But we need some young blood in there. Let me see if I have any more news here before, two more. And then we're going to switch it. So, this is one. It says, so it says, let me read you the WNBA player dressed up in a Santa suit says WNBA star dressed up in a Santa suit job delivering Christmas buckets in a local Pez. Says Ariel Powers handing out buckets for Christmas. Right before the holiday, the WNBA went to a nearby gym, some locals to a picnic game. Powers has made a habit of women who don't respect basketball. In her free time, she apparently wasn't feeling particularly merciful for the most wonderful time of the year. Wearing a really red Santa suit, right? A fall along the trim, the Minnesota Lynx forward in the front, who was aptly dressed as an elf, touched two unsuspecting goals in this game or two. Even despite asking the men to take the opening possession, Powers scored first by draining a wide open three from the corner. Bring your ass home, the 2019 WNBA champion said, after he was past the defender. After encouraging that same opponent to put his full effort into Gardner, Powers bolted into the paint, faked him out, then dropped an easy lay to the net. And you were, she chirped, offering him the too small hand for the good man. Miss Claus is here. She's here. She drained a step back three on her defender. Don't fucking play. And then after asking, what do you want me to do? She hit another
portray the opposite side of the court.
A few back and forth later, I was announced the causes of the tape that adds back to the null poll was the Harlingold guard, Hannah Green, who called the game with a filthy crossover and step back jumper. Back to North we go, Powers said, with a high thought, oh my goodness. He spun all the way around Green out of it with a laugh. I'll be giving him buckets. This is the only give he's going to get before they play another pickup game. Once again, Mrs. Balls and the L swiftly took down guys. This time, Powers game shot with his smile on his face. She capped off the affair by putting one of opponents on a with a vicious two-hand slam. Wow. Hey, y'all don't want to watch WNBA, the NBA, and these chicks play better than some of these NBA players. That he just schooled. He just got schooled. Let me finish this article. While in the U.S. basketball camp in the Apple spring, Powers don't answer that she doesn't go to the gym, the show, but really enjoys Shaquille O'Neal, who's banked WNBA or women's players in general. Fucking love it, Powers said with a there's men that look at us and don't look at us as athletes. They look at us as just one that try to play football. Most people that play basketball, they don't watch it. She added, they don't come on social media or what, they just talk junk. Just to talk junk. That's right, girl. It'd be like, remember the Martin episode? But Dawn Stanley, Rebecca Lowe, I think it's Dawn Stanley, Rebecca Lowe, Lisa Leslie, and somebody else, when they had that basketball episode, when the guy was Martin, Cole, Tommy, and one other person against them. Yep. That's right, girl. Now, here's the last one. Sports. Here's the last sports one. Boxer Javonte Davis, arrested in Florida on battery. Boxer Javonte Davis was arrested on a battery domestic violence in Florida on Tuesday, according to the Broward County Sheriff's Office. Okay. I hate when this happens when I'm reading something, advertisement pops up. Now I gotta go out and come back and finish this article. Davis was in custody as of late, depending on a court appearance of police records. Details of the alleged incident that led to the arrest were not available. Okay. But boxers, martial artists, boxers, I think they have registered as weapons. That's why people who martial arts just, when they get into like a fight, can't just do martial arts because there is said. The weapon. Yeah.
I'm trying to get in. I'm trying to finish out the article, but it's hard. Advertisement. You get this amount. He was arrested for domestic violence. In Broward County, Florida. He's an idiot. He's an idiot. If he's found guilty, that's in his box for it because he's going to jail. Seeing you athletes. Doesn't matter the sport. I don't understand. Athletes. How you do shit like this. You know in your career. You know, boxing is just like football when this happened with Ray Rice. Football is running butter because the domestic violence situation, he got let go from the NFL. You know what I'm saying? He got let go. He's an idiot. You ruin your career. And just think of, I think he's, if I'm not mistaken, he's part of the team. If I'm not mistaken, Mayweather's boxing promotions company, he's part of the money team. And they can let, in the money team, let you go. You can say, oh, that's one simple mistake.